Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Hello and welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard the opening track from Queen Esther Klezmer Trio's 2010 album, which is self-titled. The track is a Dobry Den, and this album came into my hands when my friend, Klezmer accordionist and multi-instrumentalist Ilya Schneeves, returned from a trip to his native Riga, Latvia, and gave me a short stack of CDs that he'd picked up there that he thought I might enjoy to listen to and play on my radio show. And I'm going to play selections from three of those CDs today, but this is the first one, which I chose in part because Ilya actually performs on it. Ilya, as I mentioned, is a a multi-instrumentalist here on this record. He plays the accordion and the poik, which is a drum, or like a drum rig, I guess. And it also features Emma Steeman on clarinet and recorders. She's the band leader, and Mark Kovnatsky on violin and piano. The little description of the band says that they're an international ensemble of three Jewish musicians from the UK, Russia, and Latvia. In this album, they connect old klezmer repertoire with original compositions by Emma, and they're arranged in a traditional style. I'll read more from the packaging and share more information about the recording over the course of this chunk of the show. But before that, here's the next track.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was a nice upbeat Pachtanz, the second track from the Queen Esther Klezmer Trio album. Now I'll get to describing the packaging a little, which you know I love to do. The cover features the three band members, with Emma in the middle, looking sort of calmly at the camera, and the two fellas on either side of her, sort of facing her, sort of facing away from the camera. an interesting design choice, I would say. And that's a photo that's in sort of black and white, but a yellowed gradient between the two, sort of unusual. And it's the layout for this CD is a threefold digipack, if you know what that is. And the tray for the CD is in the middle inner fold. If you open the cover, you're greeted with the sort of outer fold of the right side, and there's another photo clearly taken perhaps a moment after that first photo where all three of them are smiling and you can see all three of their faces. There's quotes from Alan Byrne and Mark Rubin on the inner left panel and a little description of each track on the inner right. The note for the Dobroden says, Dobroden means good day. In many Slavic languages, it is also a type of melody that was used by klezmorim to greet the guests at a chasana, or a wedding. And the Pachtants note says, Pachtants is a social Yiddish dance which includes clapping, stomping, and frequent changes in partners. These three Pachtants follow the traditional dance form, so you can get up and dance to it. Don't forget to grab a partner. And I'll read those couple of quotes and the credits at a subsequent break. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Another upbeat track from the Queen Esther Klezmer Trio, this one being Esther and Mordechai Serbas. Serba was not originally a Jewish dance, but has always been popular among the Jews. These Moldovan-style tunes with a Yiddish flavor are very exhausting, but fun to dance to. That's the note from the inner sleeve on this one, and I will read the quotes. A gorgeous collection of traditional and original tunes played with no artifice and great artfulness by three of the most accomplished and literate performers of klezmer music in Europe today. These musicians are at home in the deeper strata of Yiddish music, and their love and respect for its treasures are always evident here. The music on this CD is rich in both dignity and high spirits, and it heralds the arrival of a trio of enormous promise. And that was from Alan Byrne. I'll play one more track and read the other quote, and then we'll move on to something else. Enjoy. That was track 9 from the Queen Esther Klezmer record, and this track is called Old Share. The note says, like the Pachtants, this is a couple dance, but without clapping or changing partners. It is also more refined and elegant, just like courtship in the old days. And the remaining quote that I'd yet to read, says, from the first blush, it's evident that the future of Yiddish music is in very good hands indeed. This release features a masterful ensemble playing, drawing from the inside of traditional sources, indicating an innate knowledge of the form. The tunes presented resonate deeply within Yiddish tradition, made all the more remarkable when you realize they are almost all original compositions. And with that, we turn to another CD. Oh, sorry, that was Mark Rubin. And with that, we turn to another interesting CD that I got from Ilya recently, from a group called, or rather, the album's called Cataclysm, and I'm not sure. It says from the Albert L. Schultz Jewish Community Center Youth Klezmer Band from 1999. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. was the opening track from Cataclysm, which is a CD of sort of unknown origin to me. I mean, there's a bunch of information on the package, but this is new to me. And that's the Freilach, which was just such a raucous, upbeat time. I'm glad that I found this record, you know? This is fun. Thanks, Ilya. I guess I'll start, because I know a little about this record, I'll just start with describing the package. The front cover is a collage of individual band portraits of each member while they're performing, arranged three across the top, three across the side, but then in the middle, it's just a little scatter shot. The album title, Cataclysm, is sort of towards the middle of the image in yellow. All the photographs are in black and white. The text is in yellow in a black rectangle, and it's done vertically. Then in the bottom, it says Albert J. Schultz, Jewish Community Center, Youth Klezmer Band. But interestingly, Jewish, the I is removed, and there's an apostrophe, so it's like Jewish Community Center. On the spine, it says Cataclysm, ALSJCC, Palo Alto, California. And on the back is a track list, the album name, a black and white photo of the whole band together, and then recorded on August 26th and 27th, 1999, at Music Annex Studios in Menlo Park, California. Notably, all the I's in that are also replaced with what appear to be apostrophes. There's no I in Klezmer. Here's the next track.
Thank you.
That was the ever-popular tune Miserloo, of course, one that you've heard performed by the likes of Dick Dale and innumerable other klezmer acts. And all I've got on this record, other than the track list and the artwork, is a set of band member bios, which I'll read through. Arina Feinkitchen, director and violinist, she says, "I have a music degree from the Academy of Music at Jerusalem. While in Israel, I performed with a Hasidic group, Kol HaKavod, for almost 6 years. Besides teaching and performing, I enjoy spending time with my beyond belief cute son David and fabulous husband Alexander, and also read Masha Heifetz, viola. I've been playing viola for many years. Cataclysm was my first experience with klezmer music. Next year, I will be attending Tufts University and the New England Conservatory, and I plan to play klezmer music forever and ever. And I'll read more in a subsequent great break. I hope you enjoy the music." Simintov Mazeltov. And I'll read some more band member bios. Mathan Shaham, violin. "I have studied the violin for 6 years with Patricia Burnham. Additionally, I've played piano for 10 years and sung in the school choir for 2. I participate in a youth orchestra, chamber groups, and solo competitions. I especially enjoy klezmer music because it allows me to get in touch with Jewish culture and tradition." And Ben Irwin, "I started playing clarinet in school when I was 9 years old. I have studied with Karen Stremack for 7 years. I have played with the El Camino and California Youth Symphonies, the 1999 California All-State Honor Band, and the 1999 Santa Clara County Honor Band. Playing with Cataclysm has instilled in me a great love of klezmer music and allowed me to explore my Jewish heritage." Here's some more. Niggin from Cataclysm. And here's some more band member bios. Daniel Crass, piano. I've been playing piano since I was 6 years old. After going to Geneva in eighth grade, I suddenly realized that I like to play music just for fun. I try to learn songs that get played on the radio, and I like to jam instead of just perform. Enjoy listening to the CD because I enjoyed performing it. And Matvey Farber, who played the trumpet. I've been drawn to music since I was 6 years old. The hardest thing for me is to play every style of music that sounds good to my ear. This is why I'm involved in so many musical groups. Playing klezmer attracts me because of the joy that our tunes give to people. I'm going to be a senior at Gunn High School next year, and you better believe that I will keep playing klezmer. And lastly, Simon Smundak, percussion. I've been playing percussion for 5 years under the direction of Dr. Kenneth M. Piaskic. I have performed with the California Youth Symphony Percussion Ensemble and the El Camino Youth Symphony. Incidentally, I play many different styles of music and enjoy them all. I will be attending New York University next year. I wonder where these kids are now. Anyway, I'll play one last tune from this album, and then we'll switch to the final CD of the program. Ending on a high note with that Cataclysm CD, that was Freilich number 3, and boy was it upbeat and fun. And now, switching over, here's an album called Mazel, or Mazel Tov by Mazel. And this is an interesting one. The packaging's interesting, the overall presentation rather interesting. We'll get into it after we listen to some of the music. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. was the opening track from Mazel Tov by Mazel. This one was called Chutzpah, spelled K-H-U-T-Z-P-A, which is a valid spelling, just pointing it out for those of you at home. And the packaging for this one is interesting. First of all, it's in a jewel case, which is standard for the time, whatever time that was, that this was released. The cover and the back cover and the booklet and the disc itself all look like a photograph of perhaps the surface of the sun or a fire. That's the sort of visual theme. And the cover has, in faux Hebrew font in large white letters, Mazel. And then Mazel Tov written in black below in like a sort of hand-printed all caps font. And then to the right of that, some sort of what looks like a metal sculpture of a person? I'm not exactly sure. The back cover features the track listing and some credits, but not much else. Now, there are notes about each track, so I'll read that to you, and then there's some other notes that are worth going over as well. Number one, chutzpah. The note says, chutzpah means cheekiness, and indeed it is cheeky to repeat the same passage over and over again and to add musical quotes from other genres, from Jimi Hendrix to a certain famous master spy. Will Michael have enough cheek to out-cheek himself in his next composition? Cute. I'll read the rest of the descriptive details in the next break. But I hope you're enjoying the music. Here's some more.
Bist du Meschuke geworden? Geist hassende Huben ohne Geld? Bist du krank geworden auf dem Kopf? Mir sich sie kischen, die Mame mich schon wissen, dass jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Oi, lo, mir sich sie kischen, die Mame mich schon wissen, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Oi, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Jetzt sie bis nach Hosen, in Taschen, ich tu kein Groschen, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Oi, jetzt sie bis nach Hosen, in Taschen, ich tu kein Groschen, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Sich die Kirschen, die Mama mag schon wissen, dass jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Oi, lo, mir sich die Kirschen, die Mama mag schon wissen, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Oi, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Kein Brot, kein Fleisch, kein Kalle, ein neues gewählte Kalle, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt. Kein Brot, kein Fleisch, kein Kalle, ein neues gewählte Kalle, jetzt sie kurz schon Kasene gehabt.
As you may have guessed, Itzik hat schon Hasene gehat. The note says, the popular song about Itzik who is not even remotely ready for marriage. According to the lyrics, he has no one but himself to thank for his grim fate, no money, no food, and on top of that, imagine, a dried-out wife. And the note for the album overall, Mazel means luck. Yes, Mazel is indeed a lucky ensemble. We are lucky enough to have a large and supportive audience with whom we have shared many wonderful musical moments during the last few years. We feel that a CD is a natural follow-up. So, dear listener, here is our first CD, Mazel Tov. We hope you will enjoy the music. We sure enjoyed playing it. Mazel, 2001. Special thanks to the Danish Musicians Union, the J.L. David Foundation, Louise Nipper from Soundscape Studios, Tina Payne, and Soborg Church. And yes, apparently this band is from Denmark, which is pretty cool. I'll play another track and read to you, I guess, the band member descriptions, and then we'll probably be out of time after that. But I hope you're enjoying yourself. Here we go. The note says, a bulgar is a lively and therefore hugely popular dance within the genre. In this upbeat number, Klaus introduces his own new brand new version, a bulgar. In the booklet, there's also a bit of information about the players. Anna Gvaj, solo violinist with the Royal Danish Orchestra. Klaus Matheson, clarinetist specializing in Turkish and Balkan music and plays in Oriental mood with the Chocek brothers. Rasim Durakovic, accordionist from Bosnia, studied at the Royal Danish Conservatory of Music and plays with the Chocek brothers. Michael Muller, bass player, guitarist, mandolin, and bouzouki player, plays in the rock band Repeatles and in the folklore duo Duo Mosaic, and Sophia Berg-Bohm, guest vocalist in Mosul, singer-actress, studied in the School of Performing Arts in Malmö, Sweden, and sings in the Swedish klezmer ensemble Ostblocket. And that's our band. And that's about all for our show this week. But I'll be playing you out with at least one more number after this. Here's an often repeated story from my grandfather where he saw another driver struggling with some snow on the road many years ago, I believe in Colorado.
And I come to the top of the thing, I'm about to, and I see this car coming the other way, right, slowly or something, and he sees me and he turns a little.
And then
I don't know when, impossible for him.
There's no place to go.
Alan.
Thank you so very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. Shoot me an email at BorschtBeat@gmail.com. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting. Because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is John A. Powell. He'll talk to Courtney Martin about his new book, The Power of Bridging. It's a guide to fostering connections in today's fragmented society. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill. WJFF Jeffersonville, you're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.